Hey beautiful souls, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of queen energy. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your to-do list is a mile long and your energy levels are about as low as your patience for another Zoom meeting? Trust me, you're not alone. Today we're diving deep into burnout, babe. Not just acknowledging it, but slaying it. We're talking about reclaiming your power, prioritizing self-care, and finding that sweet spot between ambition and actual rest. You know, the kind of balance where you're killing it in life without feeling like a fried circuit board. Alright, let's get real. Burnout is basically your body screaming, stop. In neon signs, it's exhaustion that goes beyond a simple case of being tired. It's mental, emotional, and physical depletion that can creep up on you slowly or slam into you like a freight train. And let's face it, girl, we live in a world that glorifies hustle culture. We're constantly bombarded with messages about doing more, achieving more, being more. But what happens when more becomes your mantra and self-care gets tossed out the window? That's where burnout comes in, ready to steal your shine and leave you feeling drained and depleted. So, how do we combat this beast of a problem? First things first, babe, learn to recognize the signs. Are you feeling constantly overwhelmed, irritable, or lacking motivation? Do simple tasks feel monumental? Are you avoiding social situations or finding it hard to focus? These could be your body's SOS signals. Don't ignore them. Next up, prioritize self-care. Not as a luxury, but as a non-negotiable necessity. Think of it like fueling your car. If you keep running on empty, eventually, you're going to break down. So, what does self-care look like for you? Maybe it's carving out time for meditation, indulging in a hot bath, or simply taking a walk in nature. It could be reading that book you've been meaning to start or catching up with your bestie. The key is to do things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Remember, saying no is a superpower. Don't feel obligated to take on every responsibility or attend every event. Learn to set boundaries and protect your energy. It's okay to decline invitations if you need time for yourself. Think of it like choosing the right seat on an airplane. You wouldn't choose the middle seat when there are plenty of window seats, would you? Another thing that can really help is connecting with nature. Studies show spending time outdoors can reduce stress levels and boost creativity. So, take a break from screens and head outside for a walk, sit under a tree, or simply soak up some sunshine. Even a few minutes can make a world of difference. Now, let me tell you about this one time I was absolutely swamped with work deadlines, trying to juggle everything like the ultimate multitasker, but eventually, I hit a wall. My energy levels were zero, I couldn't focus on anything, and I felt like a grumpy bear in hibernation. I realized I needed a serious reset. So, I took a weekend trip to the mountains, unplugged from technology, and spent my time hiking, meditating, and just breathing in the fresh air. It was exactly what I needed to recharge, refocus, and come back feeling refreshed and ready to tackle everything. Remember, beautiful queens, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup. So, make self-care a priority, listen to your body, set boundaries, and don't be afraid to say no. Remember, you deserve to feel balanced, energized, and empowered. Before we go, I want to leave you with this. What's one small thing you can do today to prioritize your well-being? Maybe it's taking a few minutes for meditation, going for a walk, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Take that first step, and remember, every little bit counts. Now go out there and rock the day, queens. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends who need a little queen energy boost. See you tomorrow for another dose of inspiration.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.